49ers?
I just see the physical nature of the way they play the game, the physical size of their offensive line, explosiveness of their tight ends, of their Anquan Boldin, Frank Gore. Defensively, their aggressive nature, their attacking style. There's a reason why they went to the Super Bowl last year. I mean, it's a good football team. They've done a nice job there.
Are they as run oriented as you guys, or are you much more balanced?
I say they're a little bit more run oriented than we are. I mean, again, they're built that way. Coach Harbaugh's done a great job. Trent Bilke's done a great job in putting those types of players in place. And you know, one thing Jim's done is he's using those players' ability to feature who they are, and they do a great job. I mean, they're a good, solid football team.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about the way you guys are playing right now? You guys seem to be on a pretty good roll.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've done some really good things the last few games. I like what we've done defensively. I think, you know, we've attacked well. Offensively, I like the balance. Last week our quarterback didn't play quite as well, and yet we were still able to score 34 points. Actually, 27 on offense. So I felt good about that. In spite of his, just having a good day, not a great day, we were still able to do some good things. So a lot of pluses as far as that's concerned. And just, as we look forward, I think this team is developing and we're growing into to a better football team.
You mentioned the quarterback. What's been the key? Why is he seemingly playing better this year than in the past?
Well, I think just his maturing. I mean, more so than anything else, is that he just continues to mature as a football player. And that's what I think is exciting as you watch him. He seems to get better and better each week. He's done a lot of good things. I think if there's one thing he's done, he's been very, very consistent. I think he's handled his ups and downs much, much better because I believe he understands and gets the whole thing in terms of being the NFL leader, the face of the franchise.
How does he handle that part of it?
He handles it very well. I think there were some things that were overwhelming, I don't think people quite understand. What these guys go through that become, the leaders, the ones that everybody wants to see. And it's tough. I mean, he's been on the spotlight a long time, through college, through the first few years of his NFL career.
And early on, or maybe even last year, there was a lot of dissection about his, body language and what he said at the podium after games. Did you ever have to talk to him about, putting out the kind of image and standing in front of the camera like you would like him to do?
Yeah, we've talked about it, and I think the biggest thing everybody got to understand, he hates to lose. I mean, that's the bottom line. The young man does not like to lose. And, it was always, how am I supposed to act after a loss? Am I supposed to get up there and, it's no big deal, or am I supposed to be up there and really just, express myself? And that's who he is. He's a very expressive young man. And certain things he knows that he'd rather not say, and so he doesn't say it, and I think people misinterpret that or don't quite understand. It's how he dealt with it those first 2 years. And again, we've talked with him and we've tried to get him to understand. And he and I have talked about some things, and he's done a great job in terms of working on handling those situations better.
And how is a young quarterback supposed to comport himself, not only after a loss, but just at the podium, whenever the light's on him?
Right. Well, I think each person has their own personality and characteristics and the way they do things. But again, just talking with them about, handling it and dealing with it, and, just trying to be as, see the other side of the answer. He's not always, upset and being mad about losing. It's just, hey, we can do certain things better. We can get better. And just learning how to handle those responses better.
You just talked to Ted Ginn for a while. What has he added to your offense? Imagine with that speed, he can really loosen things up for a passing attack.
Well, it's been interesting. Is when we first got Ted, that was the one thing obviously that did stick out. And you thought, wow, we can do this with him. We can do this with him. And we most certainly could. We could blow the top of the coverages off. But, we had two guys that were primarily battling for the number three spot. Both guys get hurt at training camp. And Ted Austin gets the opportunity to become the number three. And he makes a couple of catches and crossing routes, and with that great speed, he runs by people. And now all of a sudden, we got a different threat, you know, not just a vertical threat, but a crossing route, a guy that can catch the ball in space and make a couple of misses. And then all of a sudden, he gets to the sideline, turns it up, and you know, and all of a sudden, you know, what would have been a 10-yard gain turns into a 26-yard game, like what happened to him in against Tampa Bay.
Is that something that was new to him, doing more crossing routes instead of just the you know, the go route and things like that?
I would say, yeah. I mean, you know, and part of it is just getting the opportunity. I mean, he was in a situation where the top two guys fighting for the third, you know, for the number three position, both got hurt at the same time. And you know, we were playing a preseason game. Ted went in and made a couple tremendous plays. And next thing you know, it's like, hey, what do we have here? You know, we knew we had a guy that could go vertical, but you know, all of a sudden now you got a guy that's running the deep digs, running the shallow crosses, running the pivots, the comebacks, and now all of a sudden you've got people on their heels. It's opening things up for other guys underneath. So he's been a great addition. He's been tremendous for us.
Yeah, throughout his career, his, I guess, role as a receiver, you know, gradually diminished. I don't know, can you put a finger on why that would be? You know, to the point where I think he just played about 60 offensive snaps last year here in San Francisco.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you why. You know, he's been tremendous. He's came in. He got here. One of the first things he told us is he wanted to be part of the special teams. He wanted to be our primary returner. And we said, well, you know, we want to look at putting you on the field. We want to use your vertical speed to attack. He did that through OTAs and mini camps. And then, like I said, we got a training camp, and a couple guys get injured. Next thing you know, he's running with the ones as our number three, and making plays. And I mean, it's just you opening your eyes and going, wow. Where, you know, you kind of say, well, where's this all been during his career? You know, and the biggest thing Ted said to us is, you know, it's just the opportunity. And now he's showing it, and we're just sitting there going, man, this is something different, you know, from what we honestly expected. And he's been a tremendous addition. I mean, he's shown veteran leadership. He's put his arm around some of the younger receivers we have. He's put his arm around our quarterback and talked with him. You know, he talked to us a lot about the 49ers this week, obviously, and he's been great.
Speaking of the 49ers, do you expect to see Alden Smith lining up?
We'll see. I mean, you know, I've been asked the question about all the different players as far as the 49ers are concerned. And I said, truthfully, what you do is you prepare for what they do. I mean, to us, that's the thing that we're going to look at doing. Is we're preparing for what they do. They've got a great combination of players out there, offensively and defensively. So if Alden Smith is back there, we most certainly do got to know where he is. We most certainly do got to pay attention to him, and we've got to have an answer. But, you know, we're going to prepare and try and have a plan to attack what they do, and we'll go from there.
I was going to just say, how does Jordan Gross handle that? Does he just look at, you know, divide his time looking at three guys, or what does he do as far as focusing in on his assignment?
That's what he's going to do, is focus in on his assignment, and he's going to look at those three guys. I mean, you have to, and that's, you know, that's tough, you know, because there's a lot for you to look at, but he will do that, and he will prepare himself to play against whoever shows up. But as I said, as coaches, as we go along it, you know, we're preparing for what they do. You know, we talk about the players that they have at those positions, obviously, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and our guys will spend time on tape studying them.
Hey, Ron, can you talk about your mentality on going for it on fourth down and how that translates to the players, what message it sends?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I've looked at some things have happened, and, you know, I think it the mentality, and again, you've got to be doing some good things, in my opinion, to want to be able to do it. You know, I felt we run the ball pretty well and on short yardage situations. We had a pretty good percentage on going for it on third downs when we've tried to run it out of our big packages, and just looking at it, thought we'd carry it over to fourth down. What it does is it shows that you do have confidence in your players. Second thing it does is that you've got confidence in your defense, and when they're successful, it's like, hey, coach believes in us, and we believe in ourselves.
All right, Ron, I think that's it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ron.
All right, guys, thank you.
Okay.